I was so excited to see the theme of this conference. The rise of mega churches. And I believe firmly that it is God who placed that vision in Pastor Esau's heart. And it will come to pass. Before I forget, I came along with Pastor Albert, one of the young pastors in the count. He pastors a church under me, and he pastors one of our university churches. So his name is Pastor Albert Tay. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, I was talking about your theme, the rise of mega churches. Many of us have small churches. Why am I saying that? Because if you can see it, it's small. If you can see it, on a Sunday, you see everything, it's small. When God begins to give a mega church, it is so large that you cannot see it in one go. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. And if you can see it all in one go, then it is small. But I thank God that He is a God of larger things. I said He is a God of larger things. And in this first session, I want to just take my time so that we are all on the same, we come to the same understanding of where we want to go. Because a mega church is not born in a day. It is a process. And it involves so many things. But just in case you are wondering, I want to show you that the original mega church vision is from the Bible. Let us go to Isaiah chapter
2.
And I'm reading from verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the tops of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Isaiah 2:2, please.
Isaiah 2:2. Ndipo padzakhala masiku otsiriza kuti phiri la nyumba la Yehova lidzakhazikika pa nsonga ya mapiri. Ndipo lidzakwezedwa pamwamba pa zitunda. Mitundu yonse idzasonkhana kumeneko.
Verse 3 says, and many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Ndipo anthu ambiri adzanka nati, tiyeni tikwele kunka kuphiri la Yehova, kunyumba ya Mulungu wa Yakobo. Ndipo iye adzatiphunzitsa za njira zake, ndipo tidzayenda mayendedwe ake. Chifukwa mziyoni mudzatuluka chilamulo ndi mawu a Yehova kuchokera mu Yerusalemu.
The original picture of a church, or the original picture of a mega church, is from the scriptures. And the Bible likens it to a mountain. Calls it the mountain of the Lord's house. It shall be established at the top of the mountain. And he says all nations shall flow into it. I don't know if you are beginning to see a picture. A picture of a mountain. There's a reason why God would compare his house to a mountain. I think Malawi is like Ghana. We have hills, not mountains. Is that right? But all around the world, in different places, we can even see pictures of mountains. timaona zithuzithuzi za mapiri. And so today I want you to just imagine, just picture the mountain. There are some things about a mountain that are also true of a church. Not just true of a church, but true of a mega church. True of a large church. And when the Lord likens his house to a mountain, there is a reason. Let's look at some of the reasons. You cannot ignore a mountain. You cannot ignore a mountain. You can also not ignore a mega church. Hello?
Amen.
So if you are in your town right now and the heads of the town can do things without even remembering you, it's a sign to you that that's not yet a mega church. But I prophesy to you this morning, Amen, that a time is coming, and now is, when the church in Malawi will grow in strength, will grow in numbers, Amen, will grow in power, so that you can not be ignored.
Amen. Ngati feyo tili munzinda nde munzinda mo sitingathe kuzindikiridwa kuti tili mmene momo zinthu kumachitika komasa zindikiridwa kuti ife tili mmene momo nde kuti ifeyo sitinakule koma nthawi kubwera imene Mulungu akufuna kuti ifeyo tikule tichite za zikulu ngakhale mu town imene ife tili.
Amen.
Amen.
The second thing that I want to say is when you look at a mountain, you can compare it to a mega church, is that a mountain attracts.
Chintu china chimene ufuna tione chonena kuti chimene Mulungu akufanizira chalichi ndi phiri ndichonena kuti phiri limakopa.
A mountain attracts.
Phiri limakopa.
We hear about Mount Everest.
Timamva za phiri la Everest.
People travel all the way just to go and climb that mountain.
Anthu amachoka kutali kutali maiko siyana siyana kuti akangokwera phiri limenelo.
And even though people may die climbing Everest, people are still going to see that mountain.
Ngakhale anthu ena amafa akamakwera phiri limenelo koma anthu amapita abe kuti akaone phiri limenelo.
Oh, and when the church becomes a mega church. I said when the church becomes a mega church, it begins to attract. It attracts people like you. It attracts people different from you. It attracts those who like you. It attracts those who don't like you. Whoever you are, it attracts. Oh, I'm talking to the, I am speaking to the church in Malawi, and I'm saying a time is coming when the church will attract. You are already attracting some, but not enough. You will attract more. I said you will attract more. I think of my spiritual father. He attracts friends. He also attracts his enemies. His enemies watch him even more than his friends. A time is coming when those who have laughed at you, when those who have scorned you, when those who have turned their backs on you, they will not be able to help it, because they will be attracted to you. That's why the Lord calls it the mountain of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
But I also have to tell you, to climb a mountain is risky. You didn't hear me.
Amen.
I said to climb a mountain is risky. A real mountain is risky. Some of the places are difficult to navigate. Some of the places you may even fall. Some of the places you may want to give up. One time my husband went to climb a mountain. And later on he told me, he said, when he got halfway, he changed his mind. He said, I've changed my mind. I won't climb the mountain anymore. But when he looked back, he said the bottom of the mountain was further away than the top. So even though he wanted to return, he had to continue pushing. He had to continue pushing. If you are here this morning and you're dreaming of a mega church, I came to say to you that a mega church is a risky thing. Oh yes.
Amen.
It's not just something you close your eyes and climb. Hey, are you in the house? I want you to tell your neighbor, but we will not turn back. We will not turn back. We're going to climb this mountain. We're going to climb this mountain. We're going to take the risk we have to take. We're going to pay whatever we got to pay. We're going to do whatever we have to do.
Amen.
And we're going to get there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If you're going to climb a mountain, you can't do it alone. In fact, my father taught me that to climb the Mount Everest, you need about 300 people. Some will be carrying your tent. Some will be carrying your oxygen. Some will be carrying different things. And that even makes it expensive. Because there's a cost. And you begin to climb. And as you climb, you need to remember that you are the leader of that expedition. And so you keep climbing. And maybe by the time you go one third of the way, you no longer lead 100 of them, and they go back, and some continue with you all the way to the top. You cannot build a mega church alone. You cannot build a mega church alone. You have to have a team. And you have to lead that team properly. I need to say it again. I said you have to have a team. And you need to lead that team properly. Are you in the church this morning? And this is, I'm just sharing this with you so that it sits in your heart. Because our scripture says in the last days. It's in the last days that the house of the Lord resembles this mountain. And it says people, nations will flow into it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I pray that your mind is already beginning to clear. That you are beginning to see that in this conference, if you are here, and if you are thinking about a mega church, it's not going to be done just like that. Amen.
Amen.
So can we start the conference now? Can we start the conference now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, some people wonder, is a mega church even biblical? Is it even God's will? Oh God. My small church is nice. We all know each other and we all love each other. Is that not all right? But I need to tell you that the God we serve, he starts things small. But he ends them mega. I said he starts things small, but he ends them mega. And so, even though you may have started your ministry with three or four people, The Lord's expectation is that it will grow. The Lord's expectation is that it will get bigger. Why? Because the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4 that God would rather have that all men be saved. So if he is wishing that everybody should be saved, he desperately wants all of them in a house. He wants them in a church. So you cannot close it and say, oh Lord, now me and my 100 people, we are comfortable. We are alright, just we and our children. So then what should God do? What should God do with the rest? What should he do with all the other people who are going to be saved? You need to enlarge your vision. You need to enlarge your vision. Hallelujah. Romans 10:13 is another one. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So now that they are saved, where are they going to go to church? Hey, ask your neighbor. Are they coming to your church or to mine? Are they coming to your church or to my church? And that's why I'm excited at the vision of mega churches. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. I am believing God that over the next 4 days, we're going to go through a process. We're going to talk about so many things. But I need to tell you first of all that that's not the total. We cannot talk about everything. We can only talk about some things. So I want you to see yourself as beginning or embarking on this journey. I am sure some people are already on this journey. Some pastors and others are about to join and to follow on. But this morning, I just want to talk to you about your vision and a burning desire. Your vision and a burning desire. Because the mega church talks about something that you must begin to see. You must envisage it. You must have a vision for it. A vision for church growth is the womb in which church growth comes out.
So
that the vision is like a womb. It's like what you have there is the seed. It's now going to grow to give birth to the mega church. And I'm hoping to spend this morning session just talking about that vision. Because if you get your vision right, some things will follow from it. Proverbs 29 and verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. The lack of vision in many churches is the reason why the church is not growing. There are many people coming. Can you hear me properly? And after a while they stop. Why? They are bored. They come to church. Three praises songs, two worship songs, a little prayer, a little word, some then they go home. Then if there's a weekday service, they come back. It's some of the same.
And there may be a prayer meeting on Friday. And then they go home. And after a while, 5 years, what is new? What is new? What is new? Hey, you are very quiet. Oh. The scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. What is your vision? And what part of that vision have you passed on to your people? That's why I said your people are bored. You have not given them anything to do. You have not given them anything to do. You have given them sweet stories. You have given them good word. They come and say, Pastor, thank you for the word. They eat the word. Their belly is full. And they go to sleep. Because you have not given them a vision. You have not told them where you are going. So they don't know that they are one of the 300 people who should be climbing Mount Everest with you. So after walking with you for some time, they get bored. Then a friend comes and says, let's go and visit the church over there. Then they leave you and they go to the next church. After spending another 2 years there, they say it's the same. Nothing different. I'm talking to some people in the house this morning. Habakkuk chapter 2. And verse 2. Write the vision. Make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it.
Amen.
Can you read that in your language? Or you can take it bit by bit. Write the vision.
Lemba masompenya.
Make it plain upon tables.
Akale oneke landitu.
That he may run that readeth it.
Kuti akosa kudzuka ndikuonekera.
Your vision makes you. You don't make your vision. When you have a clear vision, and please, I'm not talking now from the, just in case you are here and like some of us, you worked for some NGO or something. They say, what's your mission statement? Your vision statement? That one is not your heart. I said that one is not your heart. You can wake up and say, oh, this church, we are going to be 2,000 people. And you can paste it all over the church. You make banners. But if it's not in your heart, if it's not in your heart, it won't do anything. Am I talking to some people in the house? Yeah. And so this morning, I want to ask you whether you really have a desire for church growth. Somebody may be assuming that, oh, if I'm a pastor, by all means I have a vision. If I am a pastor, by all means, I have a vision. Not so. Not so. When Jesus met, in John chapter 5, he met the man lying by the pool of Bethesda. The first hospital in the New Testament, if you like. What was the question he asked the man? Will you be made whole? In other words, do you want to be healed? You see, if you come from where I come from, if you don't take care, you insult him. What do you think? Do you think I've come to lie down by this pool for entertainment? Or that I don't have a house? What do you think I'm doing here? And yet Jesus asked the question, do you want to be made whole? And that's why this morning I also have full confidence to ask you, do you want a mega church? Do you really desire a mega church? Is it really in your heart? Because it's not obvious. Where is your vision, and do your people know your vision? Are you in the house? Take us to Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 17.
Isaiah 41.
Let's read verse 17. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I the Lord will hear them, and I the Lord of Israel will not forsake them.
Wosauka ndi wosowa afuna madzi ndipo palibe ndi lilime lawo lilephera chifukwa cha ludzu. Ine Yehova ndidzawayankha, ine Mulungu wa Israeli sindidzawasiya.
God is not just fulfilling a need.
Mulungu tusakungokwaniritsa.
He is fulfilling the one who is thirsty.
Iyeyu akudzadza iye amene ali ndi ludzu.
I said he is fulfilling the one who is thirsty. He says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse
6.
Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Where is your hunger for a mega church? Where is your thirst for a mega church? Because it is that thirst and that hunger that will drive you to do certain things. I'm talking to somebody this morning. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse
34,
all the way to 46, let us read. The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, he hides it and for joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that land. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchantman seeking goodly pearls, who when he has found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Matthew 13, 14 to 44 to 46.
44 to 46. Ufumu wakumwamba uli wofanana ndi chuma chobisika munda, chimene munthu anachipeza nachibisa, ndipo mkuchikonda kwake achoka nagulitsa zonse ali nazo nagula munda umenewu. Ndiponso ufumu wakumwamba uli wofanana ndi munthu wamalonda wakufuna ngale zabwino, ndipo mmene anayipeza ngale imodzi ya mtengo wapatali, anapita nagulitsa zonse anali nazo nayigula imeneyo.
These scriptures are showing us what somebody with a vision and a burning desire does.
Malemba amenewa akutionetsera ife za munthu amene zimene munthu amene ndi masompenya amachita.
It made the man sell everything in order to get what he was looking for. Your vision is what will make you do things. I said your vision and the desire is what will make you do things. What made Pastor Issa buy the book Church Planting and the mega church?
Chimene chida wabangita abusa esa ubanda kuti agule mabuku mpingo wa ukulu komanso kudzala mpingo.
Some of us will say, no, it's money that I need for food. But your desire will make you buy it. And there are some of you here this morning, you are here because pastor said you should come. You are here because pastor said you should come. But for us to move ahead and build that mega church, the desire must now be in you. So when you hear, you even go and say, pastor, are you going to this conference? Can I go with you?
And
when you get to the conference, you don't start looking for the food first. You don't start looking on the when is lunch time? When do you say it's lunch? Let me tell you why we don't have many mega churches. In spite of the number of pastors' conferences that we have. The reason is because when we get to the conference, there's no desire in us. So we arrive. And then we start looking. Ah, is my friend here? We're more interested in the social segment. We are more interested in the social segment. Or we remember that we didn't sleep much last night, so let me sleep. You may not have slept many hours last night, but your desire will keep you awake. You may not have slept many hours last night, but your desire will keep you awake. When Bishop Doug has Give Thyself Holy conferences in Ghana, there was a time when we were meeting in a place that was a little small. And that room could only take about 6,000 people when it's full.
6,000. 6,000.
At 4 o'clock in the morning,
4 o'clock,
people were already at the gate. When the gates open at 5, the room is full. So when you say you are coming at 8 o'clock, the room is full. There's nowhere to sit. I'm asking you a question. Do you have a desire? Do you have a desire? Pastor, if you have a desire, how many of your leaders are here with you? Because you cannot grow it alone. You can't grow it alone. So your people have to be here with you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to some people. I'm checking your desire. Oh yeah. Where is your desire? Are you in the church?
Church?
Yeah. Where is your desire? It's a question. Your desire is what will make you do certain things. I have two friends who are pastors. In Kumasi, I've known them for many years. And I knew them before they got married. I think you know them. The gentleman was in school in Kumasi in the university. And the lady was in a university in Cape Coast, a 6-hour drive away. And when they were courting, this man would get on the bus. 6 hours. To Cape Coast.
6 hours.
Get off the bus. Get off the bus. Run to her, the place where she was staying. I just came to say I love you. And then turn around. Run back to the junction to catch the return bus. 6 hours back. His desire, for this lady made him take a bus. journey,
6 hours
to spend just 30, 40 minutes with her, and get take 6 hours. There was only one bus at that time in the day, and he'll catch it on the way back.
Why?
I said, why? Because there was a burning desire. Because there was a vision. He wanted to marry this girl. I came to ask you this morning, where is your desire? Where is your vision? Where is your vision? What are you giving up because of Jesus? I'm preaching to you from this book by Bishop Dagg. Church growth. It is possible.
Church growth.
Right here. We have copies of it in the box. We also, this is in Chichewa. We also have some books in English. But you will see pastors who say they have a vision. If the book is not for free, they'll say, oh,
I'm not.
You know, I just don't have the money. So I cannot buy. That's why I was asking you. You see, now that I'm talking about it, you are now quiet, you see. You don't have the desire to make you even go and hold your brother's shirt and say, brother, I need this book. But if it was a piece of material for a dress, if it was something to eat, oh brother, can you loan me some money? That's why I ask you the question, do you have a desire? Do you have a desire? Oh, you see, I have a desire, but you see, we are poor. Poverty has not stopped people from climbing Mount Everest. Mount Everest is surrounded by one of the poorest places in the world, but people are still climbing. The poverty of Africa is not an excuse. The poverty of Africa is not an excuse. It's actually a vision that you need.
I said it's a vision that
you need. You know, this is my young man who's taking pictures. I didn't buy his ticket for him.
No.
We were talking about something. I said, ah,
if you
like to come, come along. I think after church you can go and see him. The number of phone calls. Please, do you earn dollars? Is that your salary in dollars? Ghana, we are just like that. We do the same. But the desire. I said, but the desire. The desire to travel. The desire to travel had made him go and make a passport 5 years ago. For 5 years, the passport was just lying there, gathering dust. There was no stamp inside. I don't know if you understand my preaching.
Amen.
Because you have also desired to travel, but you have not made a passport yet. Please, in Malawi, do you buy the form? In Ghana, we buy the form, passport form. Hey, it's free. Ha! Ask your neighbor, do you have a passport?
Passport.
If your neighbor says no, tell your neighbor, I can see you don't have a desire. You don't have a desire. That's why you are here. That's why you are here. there. So his passport was not being used. But anytime I'm going to have a conference somewhere, if he can manage to move his working days, you see him there. The desire to travel was already working. Why am I giving these examples? I'm saying that even you want a mega church, you are not yet there, but the desire will make you start to do some things just because of the desire. The desire will make you wake up in the night and pray. The desire will make you fast. I'm not talking about the fasting that pastor has declared for the next month. I'm talking about you, the desire in you.
Are
you in the church?
Amen.
That's why I'm asking you, do you have a desire? The desire will make you fill your church with chairs. And you start talking to the chair. Well, the last time I read my Bible, it says that the power of life and death is in my tongue. Then I will use my tongue to fill my house. I'll put the chairs there and I'll start talking to the chairs. You are full. Yeah. The desire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you in the church this morning? You have to desire something. So how do you get this vision? How do you get a desire? Because maybe as you are here this morning, you can see that, yeah, I have something, but I'm not sure it's that strong. I want to share four ways to get a vision. To generate a vision. Number one. By praying for it. You can generate a vision for church growth by praying for it. In this book, we have a chapter. This book actually has 18 different things that you can do on the way to your mega church. And there's a chapter there which talks about church growth and Gethsemane. Gethsemane is just representing a place of prayer where you go alone to pray. So ask the Lord for a vision. Take the time off work and go away for a vision. Keep talking to the Lord and talking to the Lord and talking to the Lord about having a vision. And something will begin to sit in your heart. Something will begin to sit in your heart. Number two. Generate a vision for church growth by seeing. Generate it by seeing. You must see something in order to become something. You know, I don't know how it is here in Malawi, but in Ghana, when our football teams are going out to go and have matches, they go and see the juju man. Is it the same?
I don't know.
It's the same. So they go and see. They said they need powers. And the powers will come and say, "Oh, you people, when you are entering the stadium, walk backwards." Or it will tell them when you are going to the stadium, you jump over the wall, don't enter through the gate. All kinds of things. But when international footballers are going to play a match, They take the matches of their opponent. They take the matches of their opponent. And they watch. You see this guy? You see the way he plays? They watch the strategy. They teach their younger people. You want to become a good sportsman? Watch this guy. Watch the moves. Watch the maneuvers. Watch what they want to do, how they do it. I don't know why we go to Jujuma. I don't know about Malawi football, but our football people, they are not performing anything. I'm going to say something. I don't want you to be angry with me. Do you promise me you will not be angry with me? African churches. We are like African footballers. That's why I'm begging you not to be angry with me. My bishop Felix.
Bishop Felix.
So you want Bishop Felix, you see his church, you say, oh, I like, you go and watch, you are only wanting Bishop Felix to lay hands. You only want him to lay hands on you. You come to Pastor Esau, lay hands. But you won't take your time to go near the man. How does this man pray? How does this man work? What's his connection to God? How does he train his people? How is his church organized? We only understand. I beg you, don't be angry, because we all like impartation. I also like impartation. God alone, well, maybe he'll give us some impartation here. But I'm saying that there is more. There is more. It's not enough. It's not only the impartation. Please, can I calm down? Thank you. Jesus Christ, he walked with his disciples. I'm sure he laid hands on them. But that was not all. He took them to places. They saw him praying. He will minister the whole day. Then he will go alone to a place to pray. His people were watching. You say you want a mega church. Who are you watching? What are you seeing? What are you seeing? I tell you, sometimes the Lord even gives us examples from people who are not even Christians. I want to say something. You have promised me you'll not be angry with me, oh. You know, Pastor, my work with Bishop Dag's ministry makes me move around a lot.
And
sometimes I go around for some days, then I come back. The Holy Ghost told me not to say I'm tired. So I don't say I'm tired. I'm not saying it, but then I noticed, you know, Ghana news, it makes my high blood pressure go up, so I don't watch Ghana news. Just to know what is in the world, you see, you can have a BBC, CNN on your phone, so I just read. I noticed the name of a young lady. And it was always coming up on the pages. I said, is this girl a politician or what is she? When I look, she's a singer. Why is this singer always in the news? Then I realized that this girl is always having tours. So I went on to, you see, and she can go for a tour for 40 days. That means for 40 days, every night. Every night she's performing, every night.
I said, hey,
me, I'm working for the Lord. I say I'm tired after 10 or 15 days. Is there something to see or something to learn from this young lady?
So,
I went to Google. And I just Googled her name and said, training, preparation, how does she train? What I saw there. What I read. Should I tell you or shouldn't tell you? In her training, she told the person interviewing her she has 44 songs. Some slow, some fast. Every day. You know what a treadmill is? She'll go on the treadmill. And she'll start singing. Song number one, number two, number three, number four. She said when the song is fast, she increases the speed. When the song is slow, she reduces. Number five. It takes her an hour and something to finish the song. So I was having a camp. Prophetess, I called a young man. Young man.
Nyamata.
I said, come. I said, okay, so we are singing. Start.
Yamba.
And this young man, I knew he was very fit. He's a dancer in our church. I knew. Hey, come and see sweat. 5 minutes. Come. Then I called another young man. Who is not fit?
I said
he should eat, we should come. The one who is not fit, after 2 minutes, people started begging me, let him sit down. Let him sit down. He cannot, let him sit down. The one who is an athlete, after 7 minutes, they say, oh, mommy, he's sweating too much, let him sit down. Then I said, but this girl, 44 songs. 44 songs. Every day. Over 1 hour. I want to know, which man of God have you gone to see? And he was praying for 1 day, praying for 2 days, praying for 7 days, and you learned something. You just want, like an African footballer. Hey! Means collect the hand, but when you have finished, look at it and say, what is there to see? What is there to see? Some of you don't want to travel. Your pastor has talked before you came here. When you came here, what did you see? Did you only see the food that they are? Don't worry, I also like food, I tell you. But is that all that you saw? What did you see? You are a pastor, you have come here. What are you seeing? Can you see how the instruments are organized neatly? Have you learned something from it? Have you looked at the stage? Have you learned something from it? Have you learned something about even how, you see, it's all preparational. It's all part of your move to a mega church. You need to see. I said you need to see. I'm talking to some people today. Yeah. I have people who come around my church. And they come and say, hello, mommy. We just came to see. Just came. And I can see they didn't see anything. They didn't see anything. Because, please, you can sit down. Please sit
down.
I'm talking to you about the seeing. I don't know how to describe what's wrong. You see, there is seeing and there is seeing. There's seeing and there's seeing. Let me describe what I mean. You can look at the instruments over there, and you can see, oh, everything is in order. Okay, I'm going to my church to do the same. But you can also look at the same thing, and you can say, I know for a fact Pastor Esau didn't carry that piano there. I know he didn't carry the things there. So it means he has somebody who is working with him, who understands what he wants. Then you ask yourself, do I have somebody? Because some of you, the only thing that is working in the church is what you are doing. The only thing working in your church is what you are doing. Nothing else is working. Where you travel, there's collapse. Are you in the church? Today is what? Today is Wednesday. As I'm standing here, tomorrow, I have somebody, a whole wing of the church. They are going to do a crusade somewhere near. Friday, another person. They don't need me to be there.
No,
I don't have to be there. I don't have to be there. I don't have to be there. Are you in the church? Because as I'm standing here, my father's chained me. That's why I'm here. So that if he cannot be here, he can send me. Yeah. That's why I'm saying see and see.
Can I come a little deeper?
As a pastor, do you know that, or a pastor or a leader or a grown up in the church, do you know that you can come to a meeting and you are so angry with where they put you to sit? That you don't hear anything that's going on. Okay, let's close and go home. They are looking at the door. What I'm saying, is it true or it's not true?
Yeah.
You see, I'm spending time on the point seeing because it's one of the most major points. What do you see? Amen.
Amen.
When you go to a large church, see something. When you come to a meeting like this, don't come and associate with the people you were associating with where you came from. Hello?
Aye.
Find somebody else.
Yeah, pezani mtu wina.
Hey, the church is very quiet.
Chali chili shete kwambili.
I said the church is very quiet.
Chali chili shete kwambili.
Yeah. Look, when you were a small town pastor, this person sitting by you was your friend. If you keep only that friendship, how are you going to move on?
I
said, how are you going to move on? Hey, it's a question I'm asking you. Hey, as you have come to this meeting, there's somebody who is at another level, a little higher than you. Find that person. Get to know that person. Associate with that person. I'm talking to somebody here. Some of us, our mind is too local, too restricted in a small place.
Hmm.
You say, I'm feeling shy. That demon, get out in the name of Jesus. What shyness? We are looking for ministry. We are looking for growth. We are looking for a mega church. Hey, I don't want any shyness. I'm going to say good morning. I'm going to say good afternoon.
Amen.
Oh, yes. If you do not get some humility, you cannot see.
Ngati iweyo ulibe kudzichepetsa sungathe kuona.
Hello.
Amen.
Pride.
Kudzikuza.
It will blind you.
Kuma kupangitsa kukhala osaona.
They say, oh. That's as I'm looking at her. She's even old, I'm even older than her. And so what? Are you looking for a mega church or you are thinking about your age?
See, kuona.
As you have come here, see. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Be humble enough. You see, sometimes when you are going to say hello, the person is distracted.
Don't mind you.
Go today.
Tomorrow,
morning session,
evening session.
By the time you are leaving, they say, Mama Bishop, please, can I have your number? Is it okay if I WhatsApp you? You have started a relationship. Go on their Facebook. You know, that's why when people say, me, I don't do social media, I say, be careful.
Careful.
Me, before I even know you physically, I've gone on your Facebook page.
Oh!
Your church is PICC, okay?
Church and PICC, okay.
Ah, I've seen something. What you see? But you are sitting in your church. You are just criticizing what you don't understand. How do you have a mega church? Please take your seat. Hey. I can tell you, if you come and visit my church, you will not be happy with my dances. You will criticize me. But I don't mind. Are you in the church? Because you are not my convert. You are not my aim. The people I'm looking for, that's the language they understand. Yeah. Some of the most effective evangelists in my church are the dancers. You should see them dancing. You will not be excited because you are a man of God. But they are communicating a message.
Yeah.
So when you come, don't come with the criticism, critical. No. Just come with the humble spirit. I'm learning something. Are you in the house? Don't worry. Those dancers, I only take them to places where there are young people. Where there are older people, we don't go there. I don't take them there. Are you in the church? Many years ago, I went, my father invited me to, and my husband to join him to Korea. You know, he's always talking about Yonggi-cho's church. This church, I don't know what it is today, but it was unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. In the main church, they used to have 7 to 9 services every day, every Sunday. And there was so much to learn. I couldn't learn everything.
So,
on Sunday, I decided, let me learn one thing that I'll take back with me to Ghana. I was watching, you see, at that time, the main hall could seat 12,000 people. Every service has a different choir. Different ushers. So I decided, I'm going to watch how the services change over. What happens? So I noticed when the service is over,
service ikangota,
the doors on this side are closed and everybody exits through another side. And after everybody is out, in about 10 minutes everybody is out.
10 minutes.
Then they open the doors. Fire comes, this comes, and then in 5 minutes the place is full.
5 minutes.
That's all I saw. So I went back to my church. At that time, we were about 350 people. In a small church.
Church.
And I said, I have seen. So me too. I will preach. I told my ushers, at this time, close all the doors on this side. Open this side. And everybody will exit on that side. Then you open. You know what happened, Pastor? In less than 6 months, my church had doubled. Just the one thing I saw that I went to implement. Are you in the church with me? Today I have 6 services.
And each one,
yes, don't worry about clapping. It's not the clapping. Just take the point. The point I'm making is each one has its worship leaders. It has its choir. It has its ushers. Everything.
But
it was something I saw. It was something I saw. Pastor, you have 3 services. But the choristers are the same. Ushers are the same.
Masha ndomweo.
Leaders are the same. That's why your church is not growing. Am I talking to some people this morning? Ask your neighbor to tell you, what have you seen? Even this morning, what have you seen? What have you seen? What have you seen? Somebody, as you are preaching, as you are watching, your church is about this size, but your stage is on one side.
Ena mwina mlipano chali chichanu ndi mene tililimu komano stage yanu ili mbali modzi.
So I want you to look here and see the stage is in the middle.
Nde ndufuna kuti muone kuno kuti stage ili pakati kati.
It's something to learn.
Ndichina chaka choti mukoza
kupuzira. It's something to learn.
China chaka choti mukoza kupuzira.
Because you'll be saying, oh, I think it's just his preference. It is not his preference. When you take the stage and put it in the middle of the room, the capacity of your hall increases. This very same church, if the stage was at one end, the church will have fewer people. That's why I asked you, what did you see? What did you see? Are you in the house?
Amen.
When you came, did you see that his singers were wearing uniform? How come in your church, one is in rubber slippers, the other one? Oh, Pastor, you see, it's not like that. It's because we are... Stop giving that excuse.
Stop.
The day you stop giving that excuse, the last time I read my Bible, it said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe. Let us stop using this. Leave this excuse for unbelievers. Christians. Yeah. You desire it. Ask God for it. Ask God for it. After, you see me, I used to open my Bible. Then I read, I said, Lord, look at how you clothed all your Levites. You gave them, look at it. He prescribed their dress. It cannot be that mine will come to church in some random dressing. No. It was prescribed, it was in the Bible. It is true, we are not under the law. That's why, like he would have struck people dead, oh. Are you in the house? Are you seeing something? You know, there's also seeing that comes through books that you read.
paliso kuona kumene kumabwera kudzerera mabuku amene timawerenga.
When you take the book, you meditate on it, you begin to see something.
Pamene iwe umatenga buku kuliwerenga nkuyamba kulilingalira nkumaona zinthu zina kuchokera mbuku limenelo.
Amen.
Amen.
Read the books written by mega church pastors.
Iwerengane mabuku amene alembedwa nda zibusa amene ali ndi mipingo ikuluikulu.
In their writings there's so much.
Munzolemba zawozo muli zinthu zochuluka.
Watch their videos.
Wonelani ma video awo.
I don't know if you have people here like that, but we have a lot of people say, oh, me, I'm following God. I cannot follow a man. Can I have Hebrews chapter 6? Do you have some here? Hebrews 6:12. Oh, help me, Jesus. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Amen.
He didn't say followers of spiritual.
Sana nena kutotsatira nzimu.
Are you there? All those things they are saying is pride. Oh, it's just pride. It's just pride. Amen.
Amen.
So let me add one, the third point. You can get a vision for church growth through associations.
Mukoza kupeza masompenya akukula kwa church podzelera kulumikizika.
Amen. Some of you belong to a ministry. You're a man of God. Follow.
Ena muli ku utumiki umene matsatira mtumiki
wa Mungu. Or you may also be a pastor. You've started your church. Who are you following?
Mwina mukoza kwa kuti ndino abusa munayamba mpingo wanu koma kuti matsatira
ndani. You know me, I only hear God.
Mwa mukudziwa ine ndimangomva Mulungu basi.
No wonder, no wonder.
No wonder.
You say you only hear God, but God in His wisdom works with men and through men. True or not true? God said, I'm coming to deliver the children of Israel. Then he sent Moses. Hello?
Hello.
Have you seen that you are very quiet now? Yeah. I don't know why he does it, but that's what he does. We like to give the example of Jesus. How it was when he was baptized, he came out up out of the water, and the Holy Spirit came and dwelt on him. But we have ignored the fact that he had to come to John the Baptist before. A man. Not even just a man. A man lower than himself. John the Baptist was even feeling... Say, oh, you are the one who should even say, I can't even tie your shoe. And Jesus said, suffer it to be so for now. Let it be so. And so John had to take him and baptize him before his ministry was released. So what are you saying? If God himself says that we should follow, why are you fighting it? And as you are fighting to your mission, your church is not growing. If at least you were not following, you also had a mega church, we will not complain. Hey. The church is very quiet this afternoon. Amen.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, who are you associating with? On this journey to a mega church, you need to be ready to travel.
Travel.
And when you travel and you get to the place, concentrate on what is happening. Pastors are notorious for coming to meetings and not listening. I said pastors are notorious for coming to meetings and not listening.
Nde azibusa mbili amakhala anthu amwana kuti akafika kumalo ansonkhano. Samafuna kuti akhazikike pa zimene zikuchitikazo.
But you who plans to be a mega church pastor.
Koma inuyo amene mwapanga plan yoti mukhale ndi
church. Because of your plan.
Chifukwa cha plan yanuyo.
Even if it is a child teaching, take out your something, write your notes, record it, whatever you do, listen to it again. Hallelujah! Because you have a vision. I want to have a mega church. I'm talking to some people. I'm hoping that we'll see more of you at the Give Thyself Holy Conference this year. I know Pastor is coming with Pastor Lois, and I'm hoping that you also come. Pastor, you're only saying it because it's your church. No, I'm giving you very good advice.
Amen.
Amen. Because you will see. I said because you will see things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to someone this morning? Amen. Maybe when you come, the only thing that you see is the children's department.
There'll
be a lesson there too for you. I said there'll be a lesson there too. Because many times we're concerned with just the adults. Forgetting that we're going to need inflows of young people into the church. If you're sitting by a pastor, ask the pastor, where are the young people in your church?
Where are they?
Am I talking to some people this afternoon?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, my time is up. Goodness, I'm almost done. Number four, I've given you three. What was the first one? For a vision, I said you should pray.
Pray. Yeah.
Number two, I said what?
Seeing.
Number three, I said association, through association. And I want to say that some of you, if you're going to become a mega church pastor, you have to let go of some friends.
Yeah.
This is all part of association. You see, if you keep on associating with people who have a vision that's different from yours, they will keep on poking holes in your vision and they'll bring you down. When you start to say, oh, I think I want to go to this Give Thyself Holy Conference, you know, this year, they'll say, hey, we don't have money.
Have
you forgotten how we have been suffering? Look, you went to the conference in Lilongwe, it's okay. It's okay for the year. When you want to improve your church, they will have 22 reasons why you should not improve your church. It's very important. Because you can associate with some people who will not even allow your prayer life to work.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So number four. You can generate a vision for church growth by hearing. By hearing. Words are not neutral, they have an effect. They have an effect. And so expose yourself to the hearing. Listen to things that will build that vision. Because what you hear affects you. If you keep on hearing the kind of message, oh, you know, it's all right. The Lord, He's all right with us. He doesn't mind the small things. You will stay there. You need to hear. And that was why I started with that scripture this morning. Sharing with you about mountain, you know, the church being likened to a mountain. I want to end this morning's session by sharing two scriptures with you, then we are out of here. Because I want you to hear Isaiah chapter 60 and verse
22.
I'm praying that as I read the scripture, you will hear and you will see. It says, a little one shall become a thousand. And a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Are you hearing the word of the Lord? He says, a little one. To him, you become
thousand.
You see, the way you're quiet, I know you have not yet heard. A little one. A little one. Thousand.
Ma thousand. Zikwi.
Yeah. A little one. Thousand.
Zikwi.
Then he says, a small one.
Nde akunena kuti wangono.
A strong nation.
Nzinda wapamfu.
I don't know if you can see it.
Sindi kudziwa ngati mukutambona.
I want you to see your church that you say is small.
Ndifuna kuti muone chari chanu chikamukunena kuti ndi chachingono.
A strong nation.
Muchione chikukhala mzinda wapamfu.
He says he will do it. The Lord has a different way of seeing things.
Mulungu ali ndi njira yosiyana yoonera zinthu.
Genesis 25.
Genesis 25.
I'm reading from verse 21.
Verse 21.
Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I like this? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Genesis 25, 21 to 24.
Ndipo Isaki anampembedzera mkazi wake kwa Yehova popeza anali wouma. Ndipo Yehova analola kupembedza kwake. Ndipo Rebeka mkazi wake anatenga pakati. Ndipo ana analimbana mkati mwake. Ndipo iye anati, ngati chotelo ine ndikhala ndi moyo bwanji. Ndipo ananka kukafusa Yehova. Yehova ndipo anati kwa iye, mitundu iwili ili mimba mwako. Magulu awili a anthu adzatuluka mimba mwako. Gulu lina lidzapambana mphamvu ndi linzake. Wankulu adzakhala kapolo wa wang'ono. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, this scripture is just demonstrating something.
Malembawa akungoonetsera china chake.
Here was this lady, Rebecca, she was pregnant.
Uyu ndi zimai amene anali ndi mimba.
With two in her womb, they were fighting. When she went to this, to consult God about the matter, I want you to notice the Lord's words. He did not say, two babies are fighting in your womb. I said he did not say two babies are fighting in your womb. He said to Rebecca, two nations. Because he's the same God who said a little one is like a thousand and a small one is like a nation. You may be thinking your little church, you may be thinking your small church, but when God looks at you, he says it is a nation. And this afternoon, I'm saying to you that let your vision begin to match with the Lord's vision. He looked at Rebecca. He looked at those two struggling in there. And he said, two nations. That's why I went on to read the verse 25 for you, because at the end of that time, she gave birth to two babies. But in the eyes of God, in the eyes of God, it was two nations. And we have lived to see that they became two nations. And that is why I prophesy to you today, that I speak to your small seed, and I speak to that thing you call little, and I'm saying to you, let your words, let what you hear, let it agree with the Lord, and let who the Lord who says it is a nation. I prophesy to the churches in Malawi that the mega churches are rising up. The mega churches are coming forth. The mega churches are being born, because our God, he sees that the smallest is a thousand. A time shall come when you are looking for a small church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to stand to your feet. And on the basis of this word, I want you to lift up your voice. And I want you to begin to pray. I want you to begin to confess it until the word enters into your belly. Begin to speak over your ministry. Begin to speak over your church. Begin to call that little one a thousand. Begin to call that small one a nation. Oh yes. Lift your voice up. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Talk to the Lord. Confess it over your ministry. Confess it over your ministry.
Oh, yes. A thousand, 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 a thousand. We prophesy 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 a thousand. A thousand, a thousand, a thousand, a thousand, a thousand upon our ministries and churches. A thousand times more.
Oh, I cannot hear you.
A thousand times more. A thousand times more. Shakata rakata la bakata rakati. Masata rakata la bahani. Yakata rakata bakata rakati. Shakata rigade bakata ragadalaba. Masata rigadala mahande. Yakata ragade bakata ragade. Yakata ragade masata ragade. Yakata ragade bakata ragade. Yakata ragade bakata ragade. Yakata ragade bakata ragade. Yakata ragade makata ragade. Shakata da bagada ragadi, masata ragadende, yakata ragadende, yakata ragadende, masata ragadende, yakata ragadende, yakata ragadende, yakata ragadende.
That's the description of your church. That is like a nation.
Masata ragadende, shakata ragadende, nations, nations,
hallelujah,
nations,
hallelujah. We're gonna pray one more prayer. Some of us, our vision is too small. Are you in the house?
Yes.
When the Lord says nations, it means that you also have to expand your spirit to receive people who are not like you. I said to receive people who are not like you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of us, if the people cannot speak our language, we cannot mix. Some of us, if the person is more educated or less educated than us, we cannot receive them. You want to pray for your heart. That God will change your heart. That however, you will be able to receive them. You will be able to receive them, because a nation is made up of so many different kinds of people. Big ones, small ones, tall ones, fat ones, Malawians, Zambia, anything, anybody. And you must be able to receive them and accommodate them.
kulandira.
But for that to happen, God has to touch your heart. All of us,
we
are, all of us are more comfortable with what we know. So God has to work on us to be able to accept others. Lift up your voice.
Change my heart, Lord. Touch my heart, change my heart, touch my heart. Makata ragadi, masata ragadi. Touch my heart, change my heart, Lord. Touch my heart, Lord, change my heart. To receive different kinds of people. People of all nations. People of all tribes. People of all backgrounds. People of all backgrounds. Lord, I receive grace. Grace to receive people of all backgrounds. Different backgrounds. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Change my heart. Touch my heart, Lord. Touch my heart. Touch my heart. Change my heart, Lord. Touch my heart. Change my heart, Lord. Yakata ragade, makata ragade. Yakata ragade, yakata ragade. Yakata ragade, yakata ragade. Yakata ragade, makata ragade. Masata ragada, shakata ragade, makata ragade. Yakata kata makata ragade. Yakata rigade, makata ragade. Yakata ragade, makata ragade. Yakata rigade, makuta ragada la mahande.
Oh, hallelujah.
Masata ragade.
Hallelujah. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for the seeds being sown. Thank you for the watering of the seed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that the vision of mega churches is coming to pass. Thank you that we are part of it, oh God. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Oh, to you, oh God, indeed, be all the glory. Thank you for considering us and just using us. We are not worthy, but we are grateful. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.